note and watch me bounce. Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 303 for August 28th, 2011. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. And I want to thank the people at the IOTA PromoNet for providing the music that we use in the podcast. And the song you're listening to is Hit Me With a Hot Note. How do I keep my hair up? The artist is Tammy Tappan Damiano. And it's from the album Hot Notes. And once again, thank you, IOTA PromoNet, for providing this music so that we can keep the podcast with a little bit of variety here at the beginning. And also at the end, the whole song is available for you at the end, so you can listen to the whole thing virtually interrupted. So, and I also want to thank the artists for putting their music on PromoNet, where we can pick it up and play the music royalty-free, because we promote their music, and that's why we can do that. And we're happy to do that on the Home Base Travel Agent Show. We come to you every week. We're a weekly show, and we talk about the travel business, and that's what we do. You know, we're not an infomercial. We're not a commercial for anything. Our goal, Lorraine and I, have a goal of bringing you information that's going to be helpful for you in the travel business, and we do that for free. And you can go to the website, download past shows. Everything there is for free as well. So we're here to help you out in the travel business, bring you great interviews and great information. So I hope you enjoy that. And if you have any suggestions or comments, drop me an email at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. Now, we do have one sponsor in the show, and that is Citrix GoToMeeting. And you know they have a new product, and I hope you've tried it by now because it's really a great product. It's called GoToMeeting HD Faces. And this product lets you collaborate with anyone around the world, and it allows you to do that face-to-face. Now, GoToMeeting with HD Faces, it's absolutely awesome, and you ought to see it work because you get to view the people that you're talking to on the left side of your screen. And you can see their faces, and can you imagine as you're presenting a sales proposal to someone to watch their face to see how they react to your proposal for travel or whatever you're proposing to them? It's a great product. Nothing compares to it. The video quality is clear, natural, and it has the highest resolution in the industry. So GoToMeeting with HD Faces. It's going to make your online meetings even more personal, engaging, and effective. Plus, it's very easy to use, and all you need is an internet connection and a webcam. There's nothing complicated about it. So I want you to try GoToMeeting with Faces, and I think it's going to change the way you work. So listeners to the Home Base Travel Agent Show can try it for free for 30 days. And to do that, you visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, and use the promo code PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com. Promo code PODCAST, and we hope you try it out. If you do, that supports us as the show, and I hope you enjoy it, because I know you will, because it's quite a product. I've used it, I've seen it, and I know you'll enjoy it. So with that, what I want to do is move into the co-hosted segment, but before I do that quickly, take a look at the website at hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net, and you'll find most of our past shows there and several features that you can use to find shows. So give it a look, give it a try, and you'll be glad you did. So with that, we'll move on into the co-hosted segment. Welcome everybody to the Home Base Travel Agent Show co-hosted segment, and we're here with a guest today, and Lorraine's right along with us. And as we get started, I want to let everybody on the East Coast know that we're certainly thinking about you as Hurricane Irene approaches, and likely when we post this show, and by the time you listen to it, all the damage will have been done, and hopefully it's minimal, but it doesn't sound like it, but we're certainly thinking about you. So everybody take care, and hope you haven't lost too much out there on the East Coast. So anyhow, Lorraine, how are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you for putting that out there and sharing our thoughts with the listeners and our strong hopes, because living in a place where Anita, our guest, and I frequently are known for having earthquakes. We also have sympathy for our friends who are in the other area also suffering from earthquakes, although hopefully no one was hurt that way either. Mother Nature sure zapping us lately. I'm telling you, there's something going on greater than ourselves. So thank you for acknowledging that, Barry.
Sure.
We have a guest on our show who actually was on just a couple weeks ago, and she did a great job, and we wanted to have her on again. I have met her a couple of times at a couple of trade shows. Anita and I share living on the West Coast together in Northern California, not to be confused with the other California known as Southern California. Anita and I are actually driving distance from one another. And she is the president of Ticket to Travel, which she is a fellow home-based travel agent, as most of our listeners are. And we wanted to have her on the show because I felt she was a great resource for fellow travel agents. As many of you know, I just returned home from the Big Island Fam, and there were a couple of fairly new agents there who were looking for resources on how to market themselves, how to get organized, how not to start everything from scratch, and how to be able to promote their business. And I so remember these issues. I've been an agent for 6 years, and I still bump up against these things. But how do I promote myself well? And Anita came to mind because she was on the show, and she has now released her second book. The first one is titled How I Made a Small Fortune as a Home-Based Travel Agent, which is perfect. Also has a CD full of material. And now she has a new book. So I would like to introduce Anita onto the show. Have her tell a little bit about herself. And how did you get all these resources together? And you brave woman, you.
Thank you, Lorraine and Barry. It's a pleasure to be back on the show with you and all of the listeners again. Again, my name's Anita Pagliasso, and I guess to go back to my story, I can remember when everybody says, oh, you're just a baby in the travel industry, and it seems like it was yesterday, but in actuality, it was in 1992, and probably, you know, I came from a totally different industry. I was in the electronic industry here in the middle of Silicon Valley and had a very lucrative home-based business at that time, which was interesting because I realized very quickly I had a young family and I didn't need the overhead of an office space, and that I could run that electronic manufacturing rep business out of my home. But like probably every other listener on this session here, I knew that there was something calling me into the travel industry. I hadn't traveled much at all. Certainly know a lot about different destinations, but I know that the Sunday paper, I didn't care about anything except getting to that travel section. So, you know, and as I talk to travel agents across the United States, I often remark that, you know, we're all, our DNA is all alike. We all have that gypsy blood running in our veins. So there's something that really draws us all into this business. And for me, it was going on my first cruise. And the interesting part of it was there was nothing better for me, my gypsy blood, is to wake up every single day and be in a brand new destination. But back then, it was interesting because I knew where I wanted to go. I knew which cruise line I wanted to go on. I researched. I did all the work. But in those days, guess what? You called the cruise line and they wouldn't deal with you. You had to go through a travel agent. So pretty much I had learned my first lesson in going through that first travel agent, or trying to find a travel agent to book my travel. It's like nobody cares. It was just like they had so much business walking through the doors. I thought to myself, this is my once-in-a-lifetime, I thought at that time, trip. And I wanted somebody who cared about me and acknowledged me. So I think that it was the first learning, huge learning lesson that I have, and kind of try to make learning lessons out of everything, everyday life. But when I got back from that cruise, I knew I had to get into this business, and I didn't even know it was possible to work out of your home, if anybody was doing that. And I did find the travel agent who did book my cruise. It was interesting because I didn't even know what a cruise-only agency was at that time. So I did like her, and she did follow up with me. And it was interesting because I think she thought that she had this long-time client, and the first thing I got back, and I says, tell me how to get into this business. And the interesting thing back then, the travel promoter laws were real loosey-goosey, and everybody was kind of turning their heads. And so little by little, I started digging into it, and she pretty much told me, she says, there's nothing to it. Just go out and get some business cards. And I said, that's it? You don't need to be licensed. You don't need to go to school. Nothing else is required. She said, no, just get some business license. Just get the business cards. And I said, oh, my gosh. Well, that's what I did. And I sent them out to everybody. I got into the business, but I knew that I wanted to do something different with it. So in my research, I stumbled upon back then in 1992 a small little association called OSSN, the Outside Sales Association Network. I'm sorry, Outside Sales Support Network. And Gary Fee, who you'll have on, I think, next week, right, Lorraine, that is going to tell you about that. But he kind of had the foresight to see that this was kind of the future of the travel industry. And kind of to shorten the story, I knew that I wanted to do things differently. I wanted to make sure that every client that I had a different experience than what I did when I was booking my first cruise. So I wanted to take it above and beyond. And ended up being the chapter director in San Jose for OSSN, which kind of gave me a platform in front of other travel agents, even though I knew nothing about the industry, thinking that if we get together and we network, they're going to want to learn the same things that I want to learn about, and started to learn about the travel promoter laws, and more importantly, how to set up a proper travel business from my home. And then started really getting out there and building my business to the point where it got to decision time where I had to decide, do I give up this very lucrative electronic business that I had and take the travel business to the level that I really wanted to go to it, because I knew that that's where my passion lay. And so consequently, I finally did that. I bit the bullet and took the leap of faith and went straight into the travel business and never look back. So that part of it, I was really excited. So when other agents started asking me how I was getting these bookings and how I was building my business so quickly, I was giving them fun ideas, because we are in a great, extraordinarily business of selling fun. And there was never a time where I handed just tickets to a client. I made a big to-do about it, from building pinatas full of documents and little trinkets and guidebooks and handing it to them when they were at their place of business or wherever they could make a splash. And I always got goosebumps when my clients would say, I never expected this. Nobody ever did this for me before. So that started me thinking about, why can't we just all do this and make the industry better and stronger? And so everybody started asking me for my tips, and one thing led to another, and then eventually I started throwing things together and had no idea, but back, several years ago, came out with the first book, and that was How to Promote Yourself and how to be creative, and, you know, to know the pros and cons, because as we all know, there's a lot of pros and cons of running a home-based business. And different things like overcoming the isolation factor and standing out from the crowd and perceptions. I remember every time, and still to this day, when I'm out working or if I'm going to a conference in Las Vegas, all of us have known that gone to conferences, your feet are sore at the end, that you've worked and you really, really are there because you want to learn. But nobody they say, yeah, you're going on another fun trip. So there is a perception about us, not just from other people, that we may not be serious about our business. But even like the IRS, I talk about those kind of things because the IRS, running a home-based travel business, does run, it happens to raise the red flags. So in a lot of my writings, I talk about how to avoid those red flags and make sure that if you're going to do it, you do it in a proper way. So it's a lot of different things that I put together, and then that kind of led to the CD that I put together, because in the book, the first book, there are a lot of forms in there. And so I realized that since I had all the resources and I put together dozens and dozens of forms and letters and disclosures and disclaimers and actually templates for brochures, then I actually put together the CD, Anita's Toolbox, for home-based agents, where agents can actually just go on. They're all Word documents. And they can go in there, it's all organized by subject, and they can open and use exactly what they need to use and personalize it and customize it with their own name, their agency's name, and they don't have to recreate the wheel. So that was several years ago, and then all of a sudden I started getting more questions. Have you come out with another book? Have you come out with another book? So it to me it was very apparent that, just like you were saying, Lorraine, that agents want the help. They want to be able to be successful. Sometimes they just need a few ideas to kind of spur on ideas and what they can do and what it takes to be very successful. So it came out with my last book, which I'm very proud about, and it's From Home Base to Powerhouse, and it's Taking Your Passion to Profit, and it covers all kinds of scenarios, such as why it pays to work from home, preparing for your business, managing your business, all the way from understanding what to expect from a travel conference, working with suppliers, technology tools, and importantly, I think that I believe to be successful, you need a good education, you need to know geography, you need to know the products, but more importantly, you need to know sales and marketing, because after all, that's what we're in. We're in a sales business. And so everybody else out there can sell the products, they can sell the cruises, they can sell the land packages, but it's the other thing is learning how to sell yourself. And so that's that's the first thing that I try to impart with agents, is you have to be able to give that 30-second marketing elevator speech. And so a lot of what's in the book and all of these type of products that I put out is how to actually put those plans together and actually put them into place so that they can be successful and they are looked as a serious business. So we talk about business travel. I talk about groups, cruise marketing, et cetera. So kind of cover the whole gamut from nuts to bolt of what it takes to build a successful business. And I see it all the time. And I probably get no greater joy than when I get an email from an agent or on Facebook that somebody says, my gosh, I used one of your ideas and you can't believe how it worked. For example, one of them is in the book and the CD, I have a letter that I have used for years. And it doesn't matter if my client's going to a Holiday Inn or they're going to a 5-star Ritz-Carlton. Every single client gets a letter sent to the general manager of the hotel indicating that that client is a VIP client. Because every single one of my clients are VIP. And I put in the letter exactly what they're looking for. Should it be double bed, should it be non-smoking, an ocean view, connecting rooms, whatever it is that they're looking for. And the kicker is, in the letter, I always ask for my VIP clients, if possible, can they give them any complimentary upgrades or amenities? And, it's amazing. I remember the first time I sent this out, I sent it to a resort, and it actually, of course, they were a honeymoon couple who had beer budget, champagne taste. It's their honeymoon, after all. And they got upgraded from a garden view room to a honeymoon villa suite with a butler, chocolate, and champagne every single day. And to this day, you know, they will always be lifelong clients of mine because I copied them. Doesn't promise they're going to get anything. But they know I went and took that 5 minutes extra to do something really, really special for them and made them feel so important. And so those little things, it's a letter that it's in the CD, that an agent can just take it, and every single time they have a client going out, just change the information, change the name of the general manager, the dates, and exactly what they want. And it's amazing how these little things really do make a difference in your business. I get clients that come back and say, you did send the VIP letter, didn't you? Because they've gotten such great treatment from it. So it's taking those kinds of things. I mean, I have a golf group right now in Bend, Oregon, and they know when they go there that they're going to have special treatment because I wouldn't accept anything less. I'm calling every day to make sure that everything's going right. I actually called my golf pro the second morning and woke him up, and I said, I'm so sorry. I thought you were already up getting ready to play golf. And he says, no, but I knew it was you calling, and everything's fantastic, Anita. Don't worry. So, you know, a client knowing that you're there for them to take care of things is so critical. And it's just kind of like goes on and on about all the little details and what each agent should really take into effect and really try to build their business. It's a lot of work. It's you know, selling travel is a lot of details. And it's a lot of checklists that I have in there because you miss one little check on everything, it could be a disaster. Especially you were talking, Barry, about, you know, the weather on the East Coast. We've had stories already coming through the news of people that are being stranded or whatever. And with a travel agent, we don't have to convince ourselves of our value, but the clients knowing that they have us there to call on if there should anything go wrong or if they need us is to me, is priceless. So those are some of the things, just some of the things, but there's tons of things that I try to put across, the things that I've actually done in my business, which have been very successful for me, and they're not all that hard. You know, things like going to I love dollar stores. I love putting baskets together for my clients, and it doesn't have to cost a fortune. I actually use what I call my 10% rule, because just like any financial advisor says to you to take 10% right off the top, and that's how you'll save. For me, I take 10% right off of the top of my commission, and that's what I give back to my client. We happened to have a meeting here yesterday, and it was with one of the cruise suppliers, and saying that now in Europe that they have where for $35, they can have a late checkout. There's all kinds of different things that are being offered to clients nowadays. But if you've got great cruise clients, wouldn't that be a great gift if they had a late flight leaving out of Europe, to give them something like that? And if you're selling a $4,000 or $5,000 cruise, that's within that 10% budget of what you should be giving back to your clients on their behalf. So for me, it's paid off handsomely. And I think that a lot of times we think that we have to hold on to that, but in reality, you have to invest in your clients. And there's so many ways that you can do that. But most of all, it's just making sure that they understand that you're there.
And you have two books, which is amazing. And I'm actually looking at the website, which I will ask you for the URL in just a moment so that our listeners can go and also see what you have to offer. I'm looking at some of the different letter options that you have on the CD. And what a great resource, by the way, about permission letters of taking minors out of the U.S. That would never even cross my mind, but you're absolutely right. In this day and age, everybody needs to be able to have documentation for the safety of minors. Passport and visa information for your clients. All those sort of things are little bits of information that we need to be able to have for our clients. And by investing in your CDs and also in your book is not reinventing the wheel, which is the point of why you're doing this. And it's absolutely a great resource. And the tips that you've just given are great. And why don't you mention where people can purchase the books? Is there a combo package offer that you're offering to people? And let's see if we can have some of our listeners investigate further.
Sure. The website is www.redticketproductions.com. That's plural. And there are some discounted packages for whether you buy the one book, single books by themselves, or if you buy a combination. For example, if you buy any of the books and one book and the CD, the CD by itself is $19.95. The books are $29.95 by themselves, but if you buy one book and a CD, then it's only $40. So there's a big savings right there, and I'm trying to get there myself to see what the other. You probably have it up, and I didn't get up already. So, but anyway, so I wanted to give the right price, but anyway, there is quite substantial discounts, and if you buy, I believe, if you buy both books and the CD, it's $70 for all three products. So it's $29.95 for each book, $19.95 for the CD itself. A book and a CD is $40, and two books and one CD is $70.
And, which is a great value. And as you're talking about reinvesting into your business, this is definitely a worthwhile investment. In just, if nothing else, just in saving time. The reinventing the wheel thing, I think we all get caught in it. And like you said, that you're able to have these documents so that they can be changed and updated and personalized for different managers for your company, your logos, that sort of thing is ever so important. I just want to thank you for making this available to people. I know that you speak at a lot of conferences. Is there a conference that's coming up in the near future?
Absolutely. The Boston Show, I'll talk to you. But I did want to mention also real quickly that some of the guides that I put out there previously are in that CD as well. And one of them that I get a lot of requests for, and I put this together after I went on my first cruise, is the first time cruiser guide. And I think that what I learn, and I always encourage agents to also keep their eyes and ears open when they're traveling, to kind of, you kind of got to get the good, the bad, and the ugly, and make sure your clients have all the proper information before they do travel. That, you know, I remember going on that first cruise and waiting for that big Love Boat experience, and I got to the dock and the workers were screaming and yelling and suitcases were flying and I didn't know where to go, and you know, then I was all dooted up, dressed up with hair done and everything else, and didn't know about the fire drills, and I'm sitting out there like in 100 degree humidity and my hair is melting with this big ugly orange thing on, and I thought, where is this Love Boat experience? And so I found over the years, when I've kind of thought, why didn't somebody tell me about this? That's the kind of thing, if I'm experiencing, my clients want to know about it. So I did put together some guides that are in that CD and in the books as well, that is so important for agents to remember to give the whole picture. And clients, they're going to appreciate it so much more when they get back from their trip, because it's going to be what I call, put in there, the smooth sailing of cruising. So yes, absolutely. I'm very excited. We've put together OSSN, and Travel Marketing Shows have a great show coming up October 17th and 19th in Boston. When the exciting part about that is, I don't think there's been a travel show out there, and from agents and suppliers alike, they're just very, very excited to have something in this kind of very vibrant city. So it's looking really great. There's a lot of great pre and post spams that are being offered. So it's the home-based travel agent forum, if anybody wants to go and look at that. And that's going to be followed in the spring of 2012 back in Las Vegas, which was phenomenal, at the Venetian hotel. That's in May. But those information on those shows will be listed. I'm going to be actually doing a presentation in Boston. It's called Small Fish, Big Splash. Mm-hmm. And I always look at us as our home, as home-based agents, that we are kind of small businesses. But if we really put our energies behind it, that we can make that big splash and act just like a big business. And so I give a lot of samples and how to sell incentive travel and different subjects such as that, which is very near and dear to my heart.
Great, great. Now, thank you. Thank you again for being on the show. Barry, did you have any questions for our guest today?
You know, I was curious. You know, I know good customer service is going to create referrals, but I was wondering if you have any other kinds of incentives for people, for your existing clients who refer new clients to you.
Absolutely. I've done a lot of different things, Barry. You know, a lot of agents tend to say, oh, I'm going to give them a gift. I'll give them a Starbucks card, or I'll give them, you know, dinner, gift certificate for dinner. I'd rather give them $25 off their next cruise or vacation. I do everything I do to incentivize them to come back and book with me some more. And you'd be surprised. It doesn't sound like a lot of money, but clients hold on to that, just like all of us hold on to something that we think that we can actually redeem. And I've had clients that have had like a $20,000 vacation and presented their $25 certificate to me, which I gladly redeem.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the kind of thing that I like to do. Everything is kind of evolved if you think about it. Whatever gets people coming back to you and bring them back to their business. And then, but along with that is giving them recognition for giving them referral business, you know, putting them up on your website, acknowledge them in a newsletter. People like to see their names repeated, and that, again, we go back to the fact that they feel valued and part of your business.
And one other question, too. Do you know of any agents that have tried Groupon?
You know, I have. No, I don't. You know, I use it. Oh, my gosh. I'm addicted to the Groupon. You know, it's if you find something that you're really of value. But I know that Mark Murphy, the publisher of Agent Home Magazine, which I write for, has he put a column out there and encouraging people to actually start thinking about using it. I do know that it's kind of tricky because what I've read about Groupon, you have to give up quite a bit. So I don't know all the logistics. That's the only thing that's kept me from looking into it. But I do know that there's been pros and cons if you look at the people or if you Google people that have actually used it. It depends on the services, whether it's really beneficial to them. For a restaurant, if they really want to get the people out there to try their food and say, oh, my gosh, that's fantastic. I'm going to bring my family back here. I'm going to refer friends to come to this restaurant. It seems that they've been very successful. Other businesses, not so much, because maybe it's a one-shot type of a thing that you wouldn't go back to time and time again. But it would be interesting to see, and I think that's probably that, maybe not Groupon, but that kind of business model is probably something that we're all going to have to evolve to. I'm not sure how yet. I see tons and tons of resorts and major suppliers now jumping on that. And they're probably, most of it's probably distressed, you know, times that they need to fill that. And I think everybody's kind of putting their toes in the water and going to be testing it out very soon.
Interesting. Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Well, Anita, if you don't mind, at a future show, we might like to have you back on. I know that you have a column in Agent and Home Magazine, and we would love to have you back on in a future show. But we want to thank you again for being on today's show. And I'm looking at your testimonials that you have on your website. Quite a list of well-known names. We have Gary Fee, Kelly Monahan, James Schallenbaugh and Chris, who we recently had on the show from Celebrity Cruise Azamara. So good for you. I'm very proud of you, by the way.
Well, thank you, Lorraine. I love, obviously, you can tell, I love, absolutely love doing what I do, and I love sharing my information, and I love seeing other travel agents become successful, because I think if one of us is a success, it makes all of us look really good. So if I can inspire a bunch of us, then we're all going to even look better. We've got to fight it tooth and nail out there, and for the business and for the recognition, but we're, everybody is doing a great job, and we just continue to keep inspiring people to do even more.
Yeah,
it is,
you know,
everybody's passion, and that's what I understand. It is a passion.
You know, just a note of interest, you mentioned Mark Murphy, and Mark Murphy was the first guest ever on this show about 6 years ago.
Really? Oh, yes. Good. Interesting. Very good.
So, speaking of networking, Anita, what is a good email address if someone has questions? We will make sure to have your web address in our show notes. But if people have questions for you, what's a good email address to reach you?
Sure. They can send it to Anita, A-N-I-T-A, at aticket2travel.com. It's the letter A, ticket, number 2. travel.com.
Perfect. And Barry, our show's host, what is a good way for our listeners to reach you?
Well, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net, and on Facebook at facebook.com/Barry.Kantz. And Lorraine, how about you?
I can be reached at sharptongued@mac.com, and that is spelled S-H-A-R-P T-O-N-G-U-E-D at mac.com. Or you can also be my friend on Facebook at L-O-R-E-N-E-R. And also I have now joined Google Plus. Thank you, Barry, for about like 6 weeks. And the thing I'm enjoying about it is not nearly as hectic as Facebook.
True.
That makes life a little easier to be able to keep in touch with people. So it's all about networking, all about sharing. And again, thank you, Anita, for being on the show. And we will talk afterwards about a future date.
That'd be great. I'd love it. Thank you. It'd be my pleasure.
Thank you, Anita.
Thank you, Barry.
Okay, thank you, Anita, and thank you, Lorraine, for arranging all of our great guests. That's really a lot of work, and I really appreciate it. I do have two quick news items here, and one has to do with hurricanes, and this comes to you, and you can find a link in the show notes, and it comes from Travel Agent Central, and that's travelagentcentral.com. They have a lot of great articles over there. If you haven't been over to Travel Agent Central, take a look at it. But this article talks about frequently asked questions about hurricane-related travel insurance, and the article goes through several questions that you may receive as a travel agent about hurricanes. And hopefully we won't have many more hurricanes this season, but this article can help you out for those questions, and it can help you out to know what you're suggesting when you suggest travel insurance for people that are traveling this time of the year. So one of the questions is, when do I need to buy travel insurance for my trip to be protected against a hurricane? And another question is, what are the covered reasons for trip cancellation or trip interruption that can be caused by a hurricane? So there's a few other questions here, and there's explanations to those questions, answers to those questions, and you'll want to check that out as a travel agent to be the best informed for your clients for that one. The next article I have is in the Travel Market Report, travelmarketreport.com. A link to this is in the show notes. And President Obama recently was making a point, and in making that point, he talked about how people no longer use tellers anymore in a bank. They're using ATMs. And he also mentioned that people aren't using travel agents anymore. Well, this brought a lot of reaction from the travel agent community. And actually what this turns out to be is a very teaching and a teachable moment. And there's been a lot of publicity to this. So a lot of people looking about in travel sections of the newspapers in various places are going to see articles about why people use a travel agent. So President Obama's comments actually became a teaching moment for a lot of people and for you as well. And within this article, there are several comments about or by travel agents that tell you what they tell people when people respond the way President Obama did about, well, why do I need a travel agent? I can go online and use online services to book my travel. And if you need some ammunition to overcome those objections, those types of comments, this article is for you, and there's several others out there that can help you out overcome those objections, and all as a result of our president's comments. So, you know, it's not all a bad thing. I hope you take a look at this article. Now, there is one comment here that I will read to you just to give you some flavor of what you can find in the article. And the comment is, there is no replacing the peace of mind, knowing you have a caring professional on your side, period. When was the last time an online store came to your house to help you plan your trip? You'll find a few more comments like this in the article, very helpful, and check it out. Again, a link in the show notes. And with that will conclude this week's Home-Based Travel Agent Show, and I hope you enjoyed it. Stop back next week. We'll be here again, and we have another great interview coming up. And I hope you all are safe on the East Coast and other places as well. So travel safe, everybody. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
Hit me with a hot note and watch me bounce. Hit me with a hot note and watch me bounce. Trumpets heat up, give me a rug to beat up. Hit me with the hot note and watch me bounce. Hit me with the hot note and watch me burn. Slap me down with rhythm from stem to stern. When saxy